It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Angelia Freeman from the Community Cancer Center, the program manager in, along with Sarah Swanson from Oregon Health Sciences University, the Community Cancer Control Specialist. And Angelia, we'll start out with you. Every year we talk about this in October, and you've kind of got the phrase, the power of pink. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me on. The Power of Pink is the Community Cancer Center's outreach and awareness campaign. We do this all the month of October, where we are trying to educate our community about prevention and education on our cancer risks that are manageable and the lifestyle changes we can make to reduce those cancer risks. And that's why I invited Sarah in to talk with us today, because she has a whole buffet worth of information that we'd like to share with the community.
Well, and Sarah, your first time on with us, but you've come prepared, looking like you're ready to teach a class here.
That's a lot of my role here in Douglas County. I'm the Community Cancer Control Specialist for the Knight Cancer Institute. I serve Douglas, Coos, and Curry County for the South Coast. And here today to talk about the presence of breast cancer in Oregon. 1 in 8 women nationally are diagnosed with breast cancer in Oregon. That's 1 in 7. In Douglas County, we actually see less women diagnosed with breast cancer, but those that are diagnosed, we actually see higher rates of death from those breast cancer diagnoses. And researchers have kind of honed in that that's the result of really not enough prevention screening opportunities in the form of mammograms in our rural communities.
So when you talk about these different areas, the prevention aspect, a lot of people just go through life for a long time and figure everything's going to be fine. And so they figure that, you know, things that you do for prevention, that's going to be for somebody else later on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people get a little nervous to find out what their cancer risk might be, or afraid to learn themselves, and maybe don't take that step to schedule a mammogram. Or it can really be hard in our rural communities sometimes to get in, to see a primary care physician, to get that referral for a mammogram. Or we're worried that our insurance might not cover it, or we maybe don't have insurance. And Oregon does have some programs for those that are uninsured or underinsured. We have a program called ScreenWise that if you meet those eligibility requirements, you can get in for a breast or cervical cancer screening for free or low cost.
So how does somebody find out if they qualify for that kind of assistance?
Yeah, so currently the guidelines for qualification are including a financial eligibility, which at this time is 250% of federal poverty level, which for a family of four is about $80,000 or less in a year for income. Having no insurance or insurance that maybe doesn't cover a mammogram. Currently, under the Affordable Care Act, mammograms are a preventative service that would be covered. And then we have a local ScreenWise navigator there at Aviva that you could contact to see for the rest of your eligibility.
What are some of the maybe myths about breast cancer you'd like to dispel?
Yeah, there's a lot going around. We've recently seen some messaging around mammograms themselves being dangerous, and that's just fundamentally not true. The background radiation risk that we all encounter every day, there's background radiation from the UV, from soil, from some of just the areas that we walk and are around. And the amount of radiation we receive from a mammogram is less than our yearly background radiation intake, and it remains the gold standard for that early detection. We can find breast cancer lumps or things that would be of concern for that further diagnosis at a far earlier stage with a mammogram. We also like to remind people that while diet isn't necessarily the cause factor for cancer, it can play a role in our cancer risk. And in particular, obesity is linked to 13 different types of cancer, including breast cancer. So those healthy prevention lifestyle changes and modifications, including limiting tobacco and alcohol intake, really play a role in our own personal cancer prevention.
Now, I've been told that sometimes women just sense that something's wrong, but everybody's a little different. What are some of the symptoms of breast cancer people should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, we ideally would like women starting at age 20 to perform a breast self-exam each month. We know that doesn't always happen, and that standard for mammogram is at 40. But if you are encountering changes in your overall sort of shape or size of your breast that are sort of very recent or happening only on one side, or if you're seeing dimpling in the skin similar to that of an orange peel, or you have a discharge from the breast, you would want to see a physician and have that checked out. And least have that preventative screening mammogram done with your provider, and then from there, further diagnostic testing. There are those other prevention strategies, and reminding people to really limit those intakes of tobacco are important. And we know that long-term, even breastfeeding can be cancer prevention because it can reduce your overall risk to the exposures of hormones related to breast cancer.
So your work is in Douglas County, but you're also, I imagine, part of the time in Portland too.
No, I live fully here in Douglas County. I serve Douglas, Coos Curry, and every once in a while hop down into Jackson and Josephine County as well, doing cancer prevention and the implementation of Oregon's Comprehensive Cancer Control Plan.
And for OHSU, I mean, with the Knight Cancer Center, a lot is of resources are being poured into this effort.
Absolutely. And we have so many local resources here, not only at our own Community Cancer Center that works closely with other organizations like the Pink Lemonade Project, which provides financial supports to families who need help with transportation or housing during breast cancer treatment. Our own Douglas County Cancer Services, which provides support services for those experiencing a breast cancer diagnosis, as well as some of our other local healthcare organizations that provide support groups for those who are in breast cancer treatment.
So if somebody wants to connect with you, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can definitely send me an email, and I'm happy to connect with them. And they can always connect with me via Angelia at the Community Cancer Center as well. But I'll definitely leave some cards here at the radio station with my contact information.
And as we wrap up, Angelia, for the Community Cancer Center itself, talk about the resources you have available to help people when they find themselves dealing with this cancer.
Well, one of the first things we do, I sit down and I'll have a chat with an individual who has been newly diagnosed and try to explain to them what the process is going to look and feel like. Oftentimes, they're in kind of a void of chaos after that diagnosis, and they're not sure what to expect next. And once we get an understanding of the type of treatment, the cancer diagnosis, the staging, and so forth, then I encourage them to attend our cancer support group, which we hold on the second Tuesday of every month. And through the support group, they're going to get mentorship from other cancer patients and survivors. And then I can also connect them with our community resources, such as the ScreenWise program or the resources that Sarah is offering, or depending on what their needs are. I have an entire list of resources, both online and local, that I give them in a pamphlet format and help them with transportation needs or any other financial needs they might have.
All right, Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. You'll be back in next week, or somebody will, and we'll talk more about it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.